not?
No, he threw a beer at it.
Huh. He threw a beer at you?
Obviously, and a knife. How you doing?
Yeah.
Lars, do you have your ID with you by any chance?
I do, sir. Go away.
Do you want to come in?
Sure.
Yeah, it was really scary last night. I've never been anything. I've never been through anything like that in my entire life.
Blood pressure is through the roof, but
my bad.
That's so scary. Oh my god. This is the man still. I went to bed.
Did you?
Did you get him out of
it? Yeah,
he's Michael Reitman.
He's gone.
Is he alive?
Yeah, oh yeah, he wasn't.
Okay.
He's not here anymore. Right. He's probably on his way either to the hospital to get checked or at the care.
Will he come back here anytime soon?
We can't promise he won't come back. The property, from what I hear, the property management company's in the process of making sure he's not welcome back here anymore. Whatever their legal department has to do, they're doing that.
That was really scary.
I don't imagine him back.
I'm 46 years old. I've never called the police in fear like that before.
Can you tell me what happened?
So,
start at the very beginning?
Last night, I don't know what time it was. I don't know, was it 8? Around 8-ish, approximately.
Okay.
I took my trash out and I met him right there. He was already screaming to himself. He was talking about his girlfriend. Police are being called. She's leaving me. And I sort of said, what the fuck? What the fuck's wrong with you? Because he's talking to himself. And that's when he said, you want some of me? And I said, I don't want anything with you. I'm sorry. And I turned around and ran back in here. Minutes later, he beat on my door. And at that point, I kind of sat down. I wasn't going to answer the door. And then I heard a clunk. I opened the door, and there's a knife. I ran around to the corner, and he was attacking an older gentleman. Have you seen him?
What do you mean attacking? Like,
well,
physically attacking
her? No, he took his shirt off and he was wanting to fight that older gentleman.
Yeah.
Now I was really scared, and that's when I called 911.
What did you see him doing to that gentleman?
I can't hear him, but he's got his shirt off. He's a big dude. Mm-hmm. He's just doing this to it. I mean, the guy's 65 years old. And he was wanting to fight him. So that's when I called. You know, like, oh my God, this guy's going to get, he's going to hurt this man and this older lady. At that point, you guys showed up, and I think he hightailed it back to his house over here.
So you didn't hear what he was saying to the guy?
No, I did not. But I was in that window watching.
Okay.
And that's when I called. Like, he's going to, obviously, I opened the door, and the knife's there. And then this guy's, you know, he's sort of in front of this guy. And that guy even came and talked to me and said, thank you. I called the police because he thought he was going to die too or get hurt really bad because this guy. He's a big dude. He worked me over good. Mm-hmm. And I was really scared, too. And that's it. And then I watched it all go down.
Have you ever seen him here before?
I have.
Do you know he lives here?
Well, I've seen him a few times. When I go out to Vaughn's to get mm-hmm. groceries and come back, he's out there smoking.
Okay.
And he's usually pissed off to begin with, right? I just stay away from him. I know the man downstairs with the long hair. He knows him. He's talked to him before.
Has he ever talked to you before? Nothing, not even hello?
No.
Okay.
No, he's just one of those guys. I just stay away from him.
So you don't know any of his history?
And I don't know why I did that. I was just like, he was crazy last night. That's why I said, well, I shouldn't have done that. I'll never do that again, ever in my life, ever say something to somebody I don't know. Because mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? What's wrong with you? Because he pointed at me. And this was scared me because his eyes were like cat's eyes. They were black, his pupils. And I'm like, this dude's, something's wrong with him. That's fine. Okay. I don't know.
So, do you even know his name? Or
no. Anything? Well, here's the trip, though. Mm-hmm. When I'm sitting there on the stairs last night for hours watching this all go down, the lady who lives with him, she's sitting there conversing with the man in the corner down here. Mm-hmm. She was talking all about it. And then you just learn about stuff. You're like, why is this guy even here? But that's where I learned all that stuff.
What did you hear her saying?
Just that he's unstable. He's been living there a few months often, yeah, so he's got issues. And then she was mentioning he was taking meds, and I'm like, oh God, here we go. So,
Did you hear why or anything like that?
No.
So you've never had any other interaction with
him? No, sir. No. I work nights. I work for Amgen. So this is just a... I was watching football, and I walked out, and I'm like... Like, to see that guy like that, I'm like, my first thing, you know, I was like, what's wrong with you, man? Mm-hmm. But then I'm glad I didn't do anything out of that, because when he came at my door and the knife was laying there, they have the knife, right?
Yeah.
What? So what do I do? Do I lawyer up? Can
That's
I?
Up to you.
I will.
I'm gonna
lawyer up and, like, lawsuit. So all this information is being documented, right? Because mm-hmm. why was he even let here to live here? That lady should never let him. He's got to be on the lease and all that business. Anyways, I haven't slept. I mean, I went to bed at what? After you dug him out of there or whatever, I went to bed.
Okay.
And I can deal with it more. And that's my story.
Okay.
I called 911.
Yeah, right. A bunch of people did.
And I felt like I needed to. Especially when I looked out the window and that man was there. I don't know if he talked to you guys.
I talked to him.
Did he tell you why I talked to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, when you see him down there and then you come upstairs, he throws something at your door then, or he comes
up
there first?
No, he came up, boom!
Okay.
And at that point, I was scared shitless, right? And what am I going to do?
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, this guy wants to roll, right? But when I opened the door, when he went back down, that's when I seen the knife. And it's like, well, it's game over now.
Okay.
You guys are gone.
So,
yeah.
After he comes up and bangs on the door, he goes back down and then he throws something at the door, or he...
He bangs on the door and there's like a minute, and I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, you could hear it. Like something hit my door. That's what that was.
Okay.
And, you come outside and there's a knife. But what's scary is that I asked the police last night, you know, what are you guys going to do? And they're like, well, if he comes back, just call us. Well, if he comes back... There's a knife on my door.
Right. You never saw him with a knife at any point?
It had to be in his hoodie.
But you didn't see it?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. I'm glad I didn't. See, now that's when I'm worried. Because if I would have confronted this cat, like, I'm no tough guy, but if I would have got into him right there, he would have killed me. Because it must have been in his gig. Now, this guy's walking around with it in his hoodie. He had to have it. He couldn't have run somewhere and come back that fast. But as you can tell, my door, he threw a beer at my door, too, or he had a beer with him or something. Shit all on my door and my window.
Now, was there also a beer can or anything laying there when the knife was there?
Yeah, it's in that bush.
Okay, so there was a beer can.
Yeah, there. It was laying right here. I kicked it off. It was right here. It was right there.
As far as